With Steve Scherr, I'm Marcy Silman. Over the past month, we've been listening to stories about things that we consume, and today we're going to hear about something many of us eat every single day, and here are a few clues for you. This item can be a moisturizer. Technically, it's fruit juice, and it's usually a virgin. Have you figured it out yet? Tom Mueller is very familiar with this product. He wrote Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. Tom argues that olive oil was the petroleum of the ancient world. He spent much of his life in the Pacific Northwest, but we reached him where he lives right now. You guessed it, he's in Italy. Tom told me there's a hill in Rome that's a physical reminder of how important olive oil was back in the day.
Monte Pistacchio, which literally means Mount Punctured. It's in Rome, just sort of south of the Colosseum and so on. And it's sort of the eighth historic hill of Rome.
And it's called Mount Potsherd because it's made out of potsherds?
Exactly. It's made out of something on the order of 25 million terracotta jars that were used to transport olive oil. You know, it looks like a dump. It really does, in a literal sense. There's some slips and kind of unusual divots out of it and so on. So, but basically, if you just were driving by, you'd think that's a funny-shaped hill.
But if I went and dug there, I would dig up these old olive oil containers.
You would immediately. And in fact, if you walk on it, you can sort of feel and hear the crunch, crunch.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. It really is. And it kind of is a living and vivid reminder of just how important olive oil was.
Well, let's go back to the ancient world. Why was olive oil so important? I imagine it wasn't just because it tasted good when you were sautéing with it.
Right. Well, it was used not only for food, but for a host of other things. Remember, people didn't really know about mineral oil or whale oil, so it was used as fuel for lamps and heating, as a skin lotion, as a detergent. I mean, in the baths, people washed themselves with olive oil and then treated their skins afterwards. It was used for a host of kind of medicinal things, for a cure for heart ailments, for stomach aches, for hair loss. It was used as a pesticide. It was used as an industrial lubricant. It was really the petroleum of the ancient world.
As you talked about baths, am I imagining like Helen of Troy and Cleopatra lounging around in pools of olive oil?
Not so much in pools of olive oil, but treating their skin with scented oils during sports and after the baths. Slaves would apply a thick stratum of olive oil, rub it into their skin, and then there were actual metal implements called strigils, which is sort of like a dull razor blade that was used to scrape the skin afterwards and remove, you know, impurities, sweat, dirt, and the extra olive oil.
Is this just in the Roman Empire, or is this throughout the Mediterranean area?
Throughout the Mediterranean, throughout the ancient world, anywhere where there were baths and gymnasia, so really all around the Mediterranean.
Huh.
Also the religious side of olive oil, that's part of the scandal and the sublimity. Anointing with holy oil. Holy oils were always made with olive oil as a base. So holy oil was olive oil, basically, with other stuff added to it.
Well, it's interesting to hear that, because when I think of sort of center pieces of trade, which clearly olive oil must have been, then that leads me to think that perhaps there were armed conflicts that were sparked over olive oil. And am I assuming correctly?
Yeah. People talk about wars being fought over supplies, access to olive oil, and amounts of olive oil being demanded of captive populations. I mean, Julius Caesar, when he wanted to punish a town in North Africa for not having joined his, basically revolt against the empire, he fined the town fathers 3 million Roman pounds of olive oil, so about 1 million liters of olive oil, instead of money. It's a sort of a sign of wealth that goes beyond money. And in fact, I mean, a lot of the ancient, even well before the Romans and the Greeks, around the Mesopotamian region, the early city kingdoms, the king's palace would have huge supplies of olive oil and other stores in its basement. And a lot of times, when those things caught fire, they became these enormous kilns that baked the clay tablets that on which the records of the kingdom were kept, and sort of fired them and made them historical documents that would remain for archaeologists to read. Otherwise, they would have been destroyed. So
it's amazing.
Kind of, it becomes this meta money, but also signs of power and wealth.
I'm talking with Tom Mueller. He's the author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. Now, olive oil is important today, but nothing like what you're describing. When did the status of this commodity change?
Well, essentially, when mineral oil was discovered, whale oil first and then petroleum shortly thereafter, olive oil went from being a substance that was used for thousands of different uses, including fuel and lubricant and so on, to mostly food, medicinal, and perfume uses. It still is important. It still was important after, but petroleum really took over as far as industrial uses were concerned.
Hmm. Are there any similarities between petroleum and olive oil?
Well, I like to think that the knowledge of where things come from, a firsthand knowledge of how olive oil is made, where it's made, is a guarantee of authenticity, that it's coming from real olive groves and people who make it well. And by the same token, if you close your eyes and don't know where the fracking is happening, where the oil shale and sand tars are coming out of the ground, you really you don't know what the total cost to humanity is. So it seems to me that you really need to know where both of these things are happening.
Now, Tom, before I let you go, I have to end on a happier note. I want to know, I mean, you're in the land of olives, so what's your favorite way to use or eat or consume olive oil?
Well, I think a really fresh, kind of electric green olive oil, full of bitterness and pungency that really reminds you that it's fresh squeezed fruit juice, because, you know, olives are fruit, and olive oil is the juice of the olive fruit, dumped over some really good vanilla ice cream. It sounds bizarre, but it's the perfect counterpoint to the ice cream's lush, sweet dairiness, and it comes out being just an incredibly enhanced experience, much better than the sort of dump 300 calories into yourself.
Because we can say it's healthy. I'm putting in this great olive oil and I'm going to be okay.
You're absolutely healthy. I mean, you're healthier than you were if you just ate the vanilla ice cream. I'm not going to make any special pleading for dairy, but the net is much better.
Tom Mueller is the author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. With Steve Scherr, I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with The Record on KUOW.